All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're going to get controversial today with...
My proudest moment is this interview and being able to talk to you two.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Taurus Comics, in collaboration with Fourth Wall Productions, respectfully brings to you the 110th episode of the Four Tales Podcast. I'm your host, Kyron Silva from Taurus Comics. Across the way is the Amethyst auteur of Ace Blade, Demi J. Quick, and together we're your two award-winning Blurred comic creators here to help you find your next favorite comic. We are live on the Age of Geekdom Network via Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube, so if you're listening or watching us live, thank you for your support. But don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and review this podcast, because all your positive reviews and interactions help us reach a bigger audience. Danny Quick.
Yo.
I see we already had jokes this morning, so I'm not even going to ask how you're doing.
Hey, man. I really feel like... So AI is trying to take over everything that we actually enjoy doing as adults.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just make AI... I would happily pay AI to automatically send out emails for me and automatically, you know, do my laundry. Like, there's stuff that I don't like doing in life that I would happily pay artificial intelligence to do, you know?
Well, I remember growing up watching the Jetsons. That's basically what all that was. Remember, they had a robot doing everything for you.
Right. And now, you know, they just want to make art and music and sound like Drake. I'm sure Drake enjoys making music. He doesn't want AI to copy his voice. And
nope.
It's just crazy.
Worst thing is, I think most people be okay with AI if it meant like things got cheaper.
All right.
Yeah. But all they're doing is making it to keep the prices where they are and make a bigger profit for themselves.
Bruh, I saw this case study that was done in China when they, you know, started using a lot of AI to do art and things like that. Like, they started letting people do AI art and all this stuff. And they said that at first, you know, the AI art was cheaper and faster. But, you know, once a lot of the traditional artists got phased out, the AI artists were raising their prices and doing like missing deadlines and all that stuff. I'm like, what in the world? Now when they want a traditional artist to come back, of course the traditional artists have raised their prices. So now it's just more expensive for you all around. And that's what you get for getting rid of the traditional artists in the industry. It's a mess.
All right. Well, hopefully one day we can figure this AI thing out. Because I want to keep making comics. I know you want to keep making comics.
For sure.
And I'm pretty sure our guest wants to continue his journey on making comics. He just got his first comic made, really.
Absolutely.
I guess let's bring him on because, you know, I can see he's chomping on a bit to be on the screen. So we're going to bring him on. The Amazing Harold Pete from New Horizon Comics. How's it going, sir?
It is going fine, gentlemen. Happy Saturday to you both.
Is it Saturday?
It is. It is. Happy Saturday. All right. Harold, so for the people who may be new to you in comics and what you do, give us a quick background.
Skynet. Never forget Skynet.
And tell us about, you know, your journey in comics and what you're working on now.
All right. Well, hey, first off, appreciate you guys for having me on, man. I'm really new to the podcast game, so this is my second interview, and man, I'm just glad to be a part of this community. A lot of fun, a lot of creativity, and I feed off of that. But as far as me, young kid, grew up on the south side of Chicago, and the spirit New Horizon Comics journey started 19 years ago. It'll be 20 years coming up. And, when I started that process, I had no clue as to what I was doing. Unbeknownst to me, I was actually doing the right thing, but not having anybody to kind of guide you or someone to emulate, it eventually kind of got shelved. And when COVID shut everything down, and I got back to drawing and reading, Spirit started talking to me again. And by that time, I had met other creators, Marcus Williams, Greg Burnham, TJ Sterling. And, you know, it grew from there. And Spirit got a redesign, an update, so to speak. And yeah, it was New Horizon Comics was born, and the journey started. And it is not easy, nor is it cheap.
Those two things it is not. Those two things it is not. Definitely. And all those people are great people that you named to get in contact with. I wonder, did you run into you know, other creators mostly online, or were you going to shows like what is it, C2E2 out there in Chicago? Or is it a mix of both?
A little bit of both. C2E2 is where it started. Once I made the decision to actually bring Spirit back, I started going to panels. Met Victor Dandridge through that process. Met Greg and Marcus at C2E2, met TJ at C2E2. And then I started discovered Kickstarter. Tony Cottrell, and through Kickstarter, I found more independent creators, particularly guys telling stories that I want to read. You know, then you find it about you guys. So, you know, I'm late to the game, but I'm trying to get caught up. So like Ace Blade, I've done the digital. Even though I'm not a fan of digital, I'm using that to kind of catch up on stuff. So, and Taurus Comics too, I've got some of that.
Well, everybody knows Ace Blade at this point. I mean, the whole world knows Ace Blade.
Clearly not enough people know about Ace Blade. I'm still working a full-time job, Kyron. You working full-time now? What's going on? Okay.
All right. No, but what we want to know, though, is about your book. Your book, Spirit.
The flick, Kyron. Go ahead.
Tell us about Spirit, where that came from, and what's going on with that.
All right, cool. Yeah, Spirit, like I said, it started really 19 years ago. The idea for Spirit came when I was sitting in the critical literature class at Chicago State University, watching a video with a panel interview, not really wanting to be there. And Nikki Giovanni was on that panel interview, and they were talking about things that people wanted to read. And she made a comment that just hit me in my soul. She said, "If there's something out there that you want to read and you can't find it, you write it." Mm-hmm. And when she said that, like the light bulb, everything like blew up. And I said, you know what? I want to read a book about a black superhero in America. And by the time I got to my car after that class, Renee Ryan and Spirit the Woman of Hope was born. And we took off from there. So Spirit, the actual book about Spirit is a book about a new hero who really just stepped into the game. She got her powers as a kid, and her parents raised her to use her abilities. But it's not until she's an adult now where she steps out on her own, because the world's most popular hero abruptly retires. And there's a story as to why she did that. So to kind of step in and fill those shoes, Spirit steps out there, and in her very first real encounter with the major villain, tragedy ensues. And now Spirit, who was once loved and revered, is now seen as, is she dangerous? Is she capable? Can she do the job? And so the basic concept is, it's not a redemption story, but it's a struggle for her to, how when we were all kids, you probably got the story, you're gonna have to work twice as hard, do twice as much just to get to where your counterparts are. That's kind of what Spirit is gonna have to go through. She's gonna have to work twice as hard to gain the respect of basically the world, and to show that she is the greatest superhero in the New Horizon universe. And she has to get it together fairly quick, because down the line, there is a really big threat that's going to, she's going to have to face. And it has to do with how the origin of her powers and abilities. Yeah, so that's Spirit in a long, drawn out, I need to practice my pitch version.
Oh, that was good. Hey, it takes me about 20 minutes to describe just a simple A plate. So don't, hey, that's all right. I heard you say New Horizons universe. So is this an expansive universe that you're working on here, or you got just a few superheroes or stories that you're going to put together for this universe?
Oh, it's pretty expansive. Spirit is, that's my baby. That's my first title. And I have a second title that I'm actually looking to start producing here in the next couple of weeks, Beautiful Thema, which if you translate Thema from, don't give me a line about where I found that, the name origin, but it's Beautiful Queen. So Spirit is my Superman, Thema is my Batman, and there is another male character who rounds out my trinity, so to speak. Okay. And he comes down the line. But yeah, there's Spirit, there's Thema, there's going to be a group called the Liberators, there's some C-level, one of the villains in the first Spirit issue, will get a one-shot. I'm just laying the foundation with Spirit. And nice, I just want to grow from there. And at some point, you know, bring in some people who I grew up with writing and where these stories came from and go from there.
Oh, I love it. Now, am I incorrect in thinking that Spirit is not out yet, right?
Spirit will be out in a couple of weeks. It's that the first issue is actually being printed as we speak.
Okay. And this is your first book. First, I know you worked on this for a while. But it seems like for the last year or so is when you really started pushing it and started to really get out there with that. Does that seem right?
That seems right, because I learned very quickly when you do a crowdfunder, you have to put in a lot of time. And yeah, that was draining. That was a nerve-wracking experience. But I'm glad to have gone through it, because I bumped my head on a lot of stuff. Hmm.
Yeah, people don't realize how much crowdfunding is honestly a second job. Mm-hmm. Between marketing and doing podcasts and just getting the word out there. It's a lot of work that just goes into it. You're not just sitting there asking for help. You're doing a lot of what most big companies do to get their product in the hands of people. So I commend you for it. You know, it's a lot of work, and I hope you have much success on that.
Absolutely. So also, I know that Spirit is part of this wonderful, huge project that's about to come out. I know. Listen, I don't want to get in trouble, but you know me, I'm the spoiler guy. I'm the spoiler guy. So if Tony didn't want anybody to say anything, he shouldn't have told me. All right, if they don't want people to know, they better not tell Danny, because I'm just gonna say stuff.
I think they know, since they already have the Kickstarter link out and right, people can sign up for it. I think people know.
Right. So the Epiphany Engine project, I know Spirit is going to be a part of that, correct?
No, Spirit's not. Thema is.
Thema is going to be part. Okay.
You got to go look at the files, Danny. Go look at the files. Yeah,
okay. See, well, that's good to know. So then, will Thema be, will this be a Thema first appearance in Epiphany Engine, or are you planning on getting Thema out before Epiphany Engine comes out?
Thema will be out most definitely before it comes out. And okay, one of the reasons why I selected Thema is because it would get me off my butt into producing it. Thema's she's a vigilante on the south side of Chicago, focused solely on one community, beating the crap out of anybody that makes life hard for the people who live in this underserved community.
And I like it.
She does something that draws the attention of the tragedy in Spirit ripples to her book. And when she does something, the hotshot cop who is the star of the department transfers to her district because he wants to arrest her. Mm. And when they have that engagement, as the promo for Thema is, actions have consequences. So now you have people looking down on Spirit, people looking down on Thema, and now you have the government heroes kind of coming in, like, hey, what's going on in Chicago? Let's go check this out. So mm-hmm. it you know, it grows and expands from there. But yeah, Thema's the book that I have fun writing, because that's coming from a more personal place for me as a police officer here. So I get to play with the police department and have fun with that, but I get to really kind of touch on the things that I would love to be able to do, but you know, we're bound by certain things that we can't do, but that's where Thema can do all those things. So
I got to ask, because, and this is a tangent, not really connected to your books, but is there a North Side Chicago? Because every time we all hear the South Side of Chicago, what's happening in the North that nobody talks about?
What's in the North Side? Does the North Side of Chicago
exist?
The North Side is it. And it's, all it is construction and a baseball team we don't talk about.
All right. That explains why nobody talks about it. I was thinking that same thing, Kyron. I was like, everybody, I mean, I guess it's a community thing. You know, all the Black people that I know, celebrities and everybody, you know, from Chicago says the South Side of Chicago, like literally. Yeah. So, like,
it's, I like think you reach a certain street and everybody's like, no, can't go that. We too far north. Got to go around.
Far north. You're going to fall off. You're going to fall off of Chicago if you go too far north. In Common from the South Side of Chicago, Kanye, yeah. Like your guy Kanye in the heat.
Yeah. Common, Kanye, Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper, that's right.
We got a lot of celebrities here.
Yeah.
So we have a comment saying, where might someone purchase a copy of Spirit? I think we mentioned that it's not yet available to purchase yet, but it's going to be in the next few months, right?
Next couple of weeks. Actually, once the book gets here, it'll be available on the website at newhorizoncomics.com for purchase.
Kyron is good, man. Kyron is good. I knew he had it ready. Yeah, and definitely, man. If you wouldn't mind, you know, whenever it's ready, send us the link. You know, we had a private chat already. So if you can just send us the link when it's ready, because you know how these algorithms go, we might not see it, you know, when we start posting about it. And I definitely want to buy a copy and show support, man. I love what you're doing there. So I know also you are in the military. Were you in the military police in the Air Force, or is your service just civilian police?
No. It's a military. It was a logistics supply. So I was a supply guy in the U.S. Air Force. And as we always say, you can't fly without supplies. So got to see the world. Retired as a master sergeant.
Okay.
Seven or eight years ago now. So.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. Thank you for your service there, Master Sergeant. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was in the Army. I did 12 years in the Army. And with my brother's 8 years younger than me. And the one thing that I told him, he was like, man, I want to go into the military. What do you advise? And I was like, go to the Air Force is what I said to him. That was the one piece of advice that I gave him. I said, hey, listen, Air Force, in my opinion, you know, the Army's great, man. I love the Army. I learned a lot, and I came out the other side with some great tools, but I think the Air Force, unless you're looking to retire, you know, in the military, the Army is great also, but Air Force, I think, sets you up better for, you know, after your service. It has some great networks and educational opportunities. So, you know, I told him, I said, hey, if you want to go into the military, sign up for the Air Force, man. And, you know, he's actually out in Vegas right now. He and his wife are out there still serving and working on airplanes.
No, that's good stuff, man. When I do get that question too, I tell people Air Force and Navy, because they will push you for your education because they want to use you, but they're pushing you for that education. So.
For sure.
I wasn't in the military, so I can't say anything about it. So I'm sorry. I was denied going to the military because I got asthma.
Well, there's some ways around that, Kyron, if you still want to get in. I know you got a bad back now, but we can.
Nah, my brother's too old for me to be doing that. No, it's too old. It's too old. Don't even try that.
Okay. Harold, so, you know, let's talk about Epiphany Engine a little bit. Do you got any details for us? I know all three of us are involved in Epiphany Engine, so we've gotten bits and pieces of it, but what are some things that we can talk about publicly that, you know, that we've been allowed to say?
You just put him on the spot like that.
Man. I am. That's crazy. That's what we do. That's what we do.
If we are all going down together. So
I ain't going down with y'all. No.
Man, I know what you guys know for the most part, that you got an almost 200 page story coming out with, last I saw was over 40 publishers.
Mm-hmm.
I think 90 characters, and it's black creativity coming together for something that I don't think really has been done in the industry, period. So I mean, I'm excited to be a part of it just for the knowledge that's in the room, to be honest with you.
I
don't think it's been done at this level. I know there has been other crossover events with black creators in the past, but not at this level, this amount of creators, this amount of characters.
Yeah.
So, and I know that, you know, there is a Kickstarter out there. At least the link is out there for you to sign up. So we're hoping that, I mean, the talent that's on this is amazing. So we're hoping that this could be something that sparks more interest in our characters, you know, of course, but also just the industry in general. Hopefully people check us out and say, hey, what is, you know, New Horizon doing? I saw their character in Epiphany Engine. What is that all about? I mean, that's what this is all about, is getting people to look at this and look at characters they might not even know. So hopefully this goes out pretty well.
Yeah, I'm pulling for it. I'm rooting for it. When Tony mentioned it to me, I'm like, oh, dude, I'm all in. For me, just to learn about other comic characters, you know, I knew about Ace Blade. I saw things about Ace Blade, but I didn't know, you don't know, you really don't know where to go to get all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now that I've stepped into the world, you know, just the number of creators out there putting out quality stuff. I mean, some of this stuff that I'm reading on the independent side is better than some of the mainstream stuff. Not knocking mainstream, but, you know, it's just, you get authentic stories. So.
Yeah, I think I've been, and me and Kyron been, well, I've been saying it for a while. Kyron, you know, loves the big two. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't care about indies. But I've been saying that, you know, I think you can only rehash Batman and Superman so many times, you know, in their current forms. You can only have, but
don't
so
tell
many
DC times. That they got like 7 titles of Batman going on right now. Don't tell them.
I mean, but then also, you know, we've talked about how, you know, with new readers, it's hard to know where to jump in with, you know, Batman or even Spider-Man is getting to that point too, where it's like, where do I even start, you know, reading Spider-Man? If my son, he's a teenager now, if he all of a sudden is like, oh, I'm watching Miles Morales, I see these movies, I want to read the comic books. He literally, where do you start? Like, where do you start and how do I get to these books? You know,
I love how you downed Batman on the day of his anniversary. This is Batman's anniversary day. I love how you downed him on that.
Is it?
85 years, yes.
Batman will be just fine. it'll be just fine. No, yeah, like 85 years of Batman, you know, countless stories, thousands of Batman stories and villains and arcs. Like, how would you even know where to start as a, you know, an interested Batman fan these days? So I think the indies, you know, we got a leg up on, at least on that, where, you know, if you want to read Ace Blade, you can literally get all 7 issues right now on my website and on TikTok. Hey, go get, you know, all of them. If you want to get Shaman's Destiny, you can get Shaman's Destiny. If you want to get Salt of Lightning Will, you can get all 4 issues. You know, if you want to get Spirit in a couple weeks, you'll be able to get the first issue. You know what I'm saying? So that's a great thing. So, you know, I think that's very exciting. So I'm happy about it for sure.
Oh, yeah. You and me both. You and me both for sure.
We mentioned that you've only been doing this for a relatively short amount of time. In this year or two that you've been doing this, what's the biggest thing that you've learned from either people that you've talked to or just on your own?
The biggest thing I've learned is you need to, you need funding. That's probably the biggest thing. I'm fortunate enough where I have the full-time job and I can actually allocate money to do it, but you really, it's very expensive. And if you love to draw, I will say this, if you love to draw and you can draw sequential art, you have a leg up on a lot of people. Because if you can't draw and you got to pay for that, yeah.
Go ahead, sir. Don't let him interrupt you. Go ahead.
I'm in my throat. I'm sorry.
No, but yeah, it's a very expensive thing, but I've had more positive experiences, I would say, than negative, because it allowed me to chase a passion. And if you're doing something that you love to do, that's not work. Yeah, I put a lot of time into a lot of this stuff, but I don't feel like I'm working. So
I don't know. I got to clean the studio downstairs, and this definitely try to clean up this mess I put downstairs.
Behind man. This is just a bunch of garbage, just so you know. That's why that's there.
Oh, no, for sure, man. But no, I agree with you. I actually, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, small business owners, you got to put a lot of time in, and we definitely need help creating the things. And it does help to be able to have some funding to go along with the passion, you know. Kyron's independently wealthy, so he doesn't have to worry about that. But, you know, people like you and I who have to go to work every day and work hard, you know, I think we appreciate, you know, everything, every single thing that we put out. So that's awesome.
I hate you so much. Seriously.
Shouldn't have shown me your bank statement. I wouldn't be putting your business out there.
I hate you so much. Oh, I hate you.
Yeah, you know, but I will say, you know, starting the process, you see other people. One of the hardest things I will say is when I really started New Horizons in Spirit, Wiseacre Comics had just taken off. And I was talking to Tyler Martin, and he wanted to put me in touch with Fred Littles. And Tyler said, you guys are kind of like in the same place. And then I blinked, and Fred has blown up. And I'm like, bro, what, how did that happen? You know? So, but again, that goes back to passion and work. So, and he's doing that as a full-time airman in the Air Force. So,
oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was full-time in the Air Force.
Yeah, he's full-time in the Air Force handling it. So I tip my cap to that guy.
Wow, major respect. That's crazy. For sure, man. I think it's now is a good time. I think there's a lot of access to other creators who have had, you know, successes and failures. And I think people are really willing to talk about, you know, what's worked for them and things that things that have helped them. And I think it's just amazing. It's right now is a time, especially with the internet. You can reach out to artists that you like. You know, you can find different artists. Like I think is Dino's drawing Spirit, is that right?
Yeah, Dino is awesome, man.
Dino is an amazing artist.
Dino did issue 4 of Saw for me.
Yeah.
Dino is great, man.
Dino did the first Ace Blade, literally the first Ace Blade mini comic that I ever wrote. I wrote a short Ace Blade versus Deadpool because I didn't know anything about comics at all. So I just wrote a little 6-page short, Ace Blade versus Deadpool. Of course, I never put it out, never sold it or anything like that. But Dino actually drew those pages. So Dino is all Dino has his fingerprints all over black indie comics. I'll say I know just comics in general, but definitely black indie comics.
Oh, for sure, because I found Dino with his stuff he did for Wingless on Her, and I'm like, hey man, that dude draws water like just how I want it to be, and he draws black women looking like black women. So let me reach out to him, and yeah, we never look back.
Yeah, Dino's solid. Dino's solid. It's a good pick. I saw some of the hand drawn pages that you shared, and it looks great. It looks great. I've seen a lot of the cover art and stuff like that recently from Spirit, and it all looks amazing, man. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I really do. I just hope it's well received. So we'll see. So I'll be at BlurredCon in July.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would like to go to Atlantic Comic Con in August, but my job is saying we can't take vacation, but I'm not trying to take vacation. I'm trying to take 2 days off. So I might play that angle.
So. Yeah. Come on now. I saw, did you have one of the hoodies? I saw you posted one of the Atlantic Comic Cons. Was that just a picture or is that a hoodie that you actually had?
I looked up and actually bought one. So
man, I gotta talk to Greg, bro. I told Greg I needed. I told I needed Atlantic Comic Con hoodie, and you got one before me. I'm not jealous or nothing. I'm just saying I couldn't get one, and I need one because I'm trying to go too. So maybe we'll be able to run into each other at that show if we can both make it.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, that guy Greg, he's kind of like the editor on my book. So, you know, I try to take advantage of that, you know, for the
goodies. I understand. Yeah, that's how you got it. Sometimes you just got to say, you know, I just don't feel too good. And you just can't post on social media until you're done. So,
I know. I see that comment. I'm like, bro, man.
That's sure. No,
Greg just stirring up trouble and then leaves like that. I see how it is.
that's wonderful. Like I said, man, I hope to see you there. Kyron, you need to fly out this way too, man. Fly on out east and come to Atlanta.
You gonna pay for my plane ticket? Because I looked at flying out and it's a good $400 for one way.
You got it, Kyron. Don't even act like that. You got
it. So if everybody wants to go to tourscomics.com, buy all my books, I can have enough money.
I've seen how your TikTok shop is doing. I know you're making money, Kyron. I know you can do it. Come on out here.
Everybody go to tourscomics.com, buys all my books. I can have enough money to go to these events. That's all it is.
That's true. Let's do it. Like, yeah. What is this you said?
All right. I think this is a good time to start doing some quick takes because the show has gone off the rails at this point. So
no, not at all.
No,
not at all. But yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready when you are, of course. Come on. Let's do it.
Quick takes.
I like that comment from the Duke of Donuts. I love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show. If you haven't seen Quick Takes before, this is a rapid Q&A session where we grill our guests on their deepest, darkest secrets that we've been able to find on the internet. I didn't see you in any of the Diddy pictures, so that's good. But I did find a couple other things that I think, you know, our fans, our watchers may
you didn't see him in the Diddy pics, but you saw him in the Freaknik documentary, right?
I saw somebody who looked just like him in the Freaknik documentary. I don't know. But he said, you know, he was in Chicago, so you never know.
Don't get me in trouble with that one.
No, we won't. All right, so we got 5 questions. You got 45 seconds each to answer these questions. And, of course, we're going to end with a top 5. So here we go. Question number 1. You have a quote on your Facebook that says, "Never argue with fools because they have more experience." Tell us why you chose that as a quote for your Facebook.
Well, I'm a cop. So when you deal with people and you get what had happened was, don't go down that rabbit hole. So I kind of like to keep it simple. And yeah, that's the answer to that one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, short and simple. All right, question number 2. I think I saw a meme on your Facebook that said it's okay to put up your Christmas trees now. I think it was right after Thanksgiving. So I want to know, when is prime season? Because me and my wife, we leave our Christmas decorations up all year round. Actually, we just took down our Christmas tree probably 2 weeks ago. So I want to know when is the Christmas decoration season? Like, when does it start and when does it end?
It starts the day after Thanksgiving and it ends January 2nd. That's wrong.
January 2nd. Is that too long?
It starts November 1st. right after Halloween. Right after
Halloween. And it ends whenever it starts to get warm outside.
Between January and March at that point.
I think it's different for everybody. It's different for everybody. For sure. Okay. Question number 3. You can only have one from the internet. You can only keep one of these 2 things from the internet, and the other one has to disappear forever. All right. You got memes and you got GIFs. Which one do you keep and which one do you get rid of and
can
why?
You say the word correctly.
It's GIFs.
It's GIFs.
You can only keep one of them.
I'm keeping memes because that Area 51, when that Area 51 meme thing went off, that was the best stuff I've ever seen in life.
Oh man, memes are classic, man. I love memes. Definitely. All right. Okay. So number four. The question that I had was lessons from service in comics, but I want to know, since you're also a police officer, are there any lessons that you learned either during service or during your time as a police officer?
I don't have time to change the thing here. What?
Well, you can just put it up how it is and he can answer the question. So lessons from your time in the service or your time as a police officer that you've been able to apply in comic books and making comics.
Yeah, there's one that immediately comes to mind. I had an old master sergeant, Todd Harvey, told me on a plane, we were walking back to the plane leaving Egypt. He said, if you don't listen to one thing I tell you, listen to this. Take care of your people and your people will always take care of you. I've tried to live by that in every aspect of what I do, whether it's working with my troops, whether it's working with other officers, but more importantly, like when I'm working on a collaboration like with Dino or Ellis Carlos, the colorist, I try to take care of those guys because they're going out of their way to do me a solid. So if I can throw them a bone, I throw them a bone. So
absolutely. I like that. Take care of your people and they'll take care of you. I like it. All right. So last question. So for question five, we like to do a top five list. We're going to get you to do a top five list off the top of your head. We have another show that we do called Top Five Live, where we every week we do a top five list from a random subject. So this week, I want to get you to do. I see you post memes and you celebrate, all these different fandoms, all these different things that that come out, whether it's Star Wars, Star Trek, you know, Marvel and DC. So I want to know, what are your top five fictional franchises?
Top five in a specific order?
In any order. Just give me five, your top five fictional franchises.
All right, we'll start with five. Five, I'll go with Godzilla, like anything Godzilla.
Okay.
I just like giant destruction. Just
yeah.
I just love that. I don't know why, but there it is. Four. 30 seconds. Star Trek. I'm not a diehard Trekkie, but I love the concept.
Yep.
Three, X-Men, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
The X-Men, I'm an X-Men all day. I'm a DC. Two is DC over Marvel. As far as like the history of comics and the characters, I just think DC has a richer bench. And my number one franchise is 100% all day Star Wars. I love all of them.
Yeah, I knew you was going to put that in there. I knew you was going to have Star Wars in there somewhere. That's great. That's awesome. That's a solid list. I love kaiju battles, man. Large. That was one of the reasons that Pacific Rim is always in the queue at my house. You know, it's one of those that, you know, it's just one of them popcorn movies that you didn't like Pacific Rim, Kyron?
I know. I like Pacific Rim. It's just this all of a sudden I love Pacific Rim is always playing in my house rhetoric. The heck? I've known you now for 5 years. You've never mentioned.
I said it's always in the queue. Just like Major Payne is always in the queue. The Last Dragon is in the queue. Pacific Rim is in the queue. All About the Benjamins is in the queue. There's movies that I'll just put on in the background. Just be like, okay, whatever's happening, I can zone out. So, yeah. But that was a great list. Thank you for doing that for us, Harold.
No, man, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
No.
This week,
no, you did that last week. No, you did that did last I? Week.
This yes. week is
no, I'm not gonna let you have that. No, I'm not gonna let you have that. No,
that's all I got. That's all for the next year. Everything is gonna be sponsored by Indie Comics Superlative Ace Blade number 7 Best Cover Award.
So, Harold, we appreciate you being on our show.
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys taking the time out, and I will definitely be tuning in for more. So,
thank you. We appreciate that. Definitely come back next week. You know, we're gonna have some good guests. Danny's not gonna be here though, right?
No.
Next week
I'm out. Next week. That's right. That's right.
All right. So, well, I have a special guest coming, but we want to make sure, Harold, that everybody follows you on your social media, keeps up with you. So what is the best places for them to follow you, follow your work on all social media platforms?
If they go to the website, www.newhorizoncomics.com, you can find me on all the social media platforms there.
All right. Well, Danny, where can people check you out?
If you're out in North Carolina next weekend, like Kyron said, you can come to StellarCon in Greensboro, North Carolina. We'll be there. But other than that, our website, fourthwallpros.com. And if you want to find me on social media, it's at the Ace Blade on all social media platforms. Kyron, where can people find you?
You can find me at TaurusComics.com. You can check me out on all social media platforms at Taurus Comics. I have no idea why this is delaying so much switching over. That's weird. But if this is your first time checking out our podcast, you can go to our website, fourtalespodcast.com. You can listen to our previous episodes, buy some merchandise, support us, things like that. Like I said, next week, Danny's not going to be here, but we're going to have the amazing Fee from The Feed with Fee as my guest host. But we're going to have, who are we going to have? Hold on, let me check that. Who is our guest next week?
Come on, Kyron.
All this praise. You should know this.
For all me. This praise I was giving you during the show.
All right, fine. We're going to have Madeline Holly Rosing back on the show, talking about her Kickstarter that's going on right now. If you want to, though, if you're part of the Asia Geek Network, make sure you're checking out Five Star Fridays every Friday at 3 p.m. But until next time, sayonara, goodbye, and everyone, please take care of yourselves.
Okay. Appreciate it, guys.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.